Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Fine Food Friday, January 27th. I'm Ray Graff. Well, today we will take a taste of some locally sourced treats. Chef Brian Arnoff of Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York, is in Studio A today, and he has brought some dishes that incorporate ingredients found right in our region. So get ready. Wet your appetite, tune your ears, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Chef Brian Arnoff is here. It is Food Friday. I'm told there may be some butternut squash lasagna. I'm not sure about that, but I do know your calls and much more coming up on Food Friday right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. You know, farm-to-table has become a major selling point for restaurants looking to give patrons a unique experience with foods produced locally. One of the people practicing this in our region is Chef Brian Arnoff of Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York. Brian was born and raised in the Hudson Valley. He earned a hospitality management degree from Boston University, including time studying in Italy. In 2010, Brian opened Cap Mac, one of the first food trucks in Washington, D.C. for about 3 years. He dished out macaroni and cheese from his mobile restaurant before opening Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York. Kitchen Sink Food and Drink was voted the best new restaurant by Hudson Valley Magazine readers last year. So, very nice to have a new chef on the program. Brian, welcome to Food Friday.
Thank you.
Number to call here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, or you can email the program at voxpop@wamc.org, voxpop@wamc.org. But again, that number, 800-348-2551. Chef Brian Arnoff, look, you're on the cover of Hudson Valley Magazine there, huh?
Yeah, we're very proud to
Well, you're not. The egg is. And that is, what is that dish?
That's huevos rancheros.
Oh.
It's actually a vegetarian version that we make with cauliflower. We season the cauliflower with kind of like a chorizo spiced sauce, black beans, avocado, and a fried local egg.
Oh, it just came out today?
Just came out today.
It's a nice picture. There's a real art to taking food pictures.
We were lucky to work with a good photographer, and he helped us make it look beautiful.
So inside here, it's a brunch issue, and inside it has feel-good food, Kitchen Sink Food and Drink and Beacon, and a picture. This is a great picture of crispy chicken and biscuits. Tell us about this dish, and I'm particularly interested, which is what's on the left side of this dish here.
Well, the main part of the dish is two Southern-style biscuits. We layer it with a little bit of pimento cheese. If you don't know what pimento cheese is, it's a mixture of cream cheese, a house-made aioli, shredded cheddar and Munster cheeses, some spicy peppers and paprika. It makes a beautiful spread. Two pieces of fried chicken. And then, as you were pointing out, we serve it with house-made potato chips.
House-made? Where do you get the potatoes?
Potatoes are local. They come from Blackstone Farm in Coxsackie.
So that's great. So you make your own potato chips as well. They're a little thick cut, just the way I like them.
Absolutely.
That's great. Yeah, I don't know. You know Chef Jasper Alexander?
I don't.
He loves the pimento cheese spread as well. That's a big thing down south.
Yeah.
So you started as, well, you went to school, and then you opened a food truck, and really one of the first food trucks in Washington, D.C.?
Well, to be precise, it was number 8.
Number 8.
But, we were in the first wave of food trucks opening down in D.C. I saw a great opportunity to do something down there, and we just ran with it.
Any famous people? Any politicians come up and grab some mac and cheese?
No, you know, I was always angling to try and get Malia or Sasha to the truck.
No, never happened?
Never happened.
Well, you know, then you decided after a few years to open up the restaurant Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon. Pretty well acclaimed so far. How's it working out for you?
It's going really well so far. We've been really lucky to have a great response from the community down in Beacon and some of the surrounding towns, and we get great foot traffic as well from people just visiting Beacon from the city.
How do you feel having been in this mobile food business for a few years? What's the biggest difference you have, obviously, besides having to fill up the tank?
Well, I'm definitely enjoying just being sedentary.
Yeah.
The driving in D.C. was definitely something that drove me out of
I bet.
D.C. But, you know, the biggest difference is we've had the opportunity to really expand the menu, do more slightly more interesting stuff, you know, put together an awesome beer and wine list that we certainly couldn't do on our food truck. And, you know, coming back to the Hudson Valley, I really wanted to be in and near where the food is produced, where it's grown. And, you know, that's why we did Kitchen Sink.
And you're in a good spot for finding locally grown food. Chef Brian Arnoff is our guest. Brian runs the Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York. Well, you mentioned wine. Let's try a little local wine here. What do you got?
Yeah, so we have this first wine that we're going to try is a beautiful Riesling. It's the Proprietor Special Reserve from Millbrook.
Millbrook, New York. All right, just a splash. There we go.
It's a winery that's been around probably about 30 years now, and they're really producing some awesome wines. I think there's a perception out there that all New York State wines are sweet and they're kind of not that good quality, but there's a lot of great wines now being produced locally, and you know, people should really search these things out and give them a shot.
And you have quite a wine list. So this Riesling, I'm not no expert, that should be pretty sweet anyway, right?
See, that's a misperception. Riesling, it has a kind of a great fruity character, but it doesn't necessarily have to be sweet. A lot of the real good quality Rieslings from Germany and the Alsace region of France are pretty dry.
I would say this is a medium dry.
Yeah. It's just a little off dry.
It's good. It's very good, as a matter of fact. Let's see what else is on your wine list at Kitchen Sink. Several whites. Some, are they all local? Are they all from New York?
They're almost all local. We work with a lot of different vineyards, both in the Hudson Valley region, up in the Finger Lakes, and out on Long Island as well.
Onabay, I'm not familiar. Onabay
they're
Vineyards?
A really small vineyard out on Long Island.
Really? On Long Island?
Correct. Yeah, they produce a Cab Franc that we really love. They produce only about 250 cases of it every year. I'm pretty proud to say that we buy about 50 of those cases. So
that's great. Well, Chef, you know, every now and then you have a walk-on. Like on the old Tonight Show, Bob Hope would be in the next studio, yeah, and he'd walk on. So, Zach the engineer, if you wouldn't mind turning on mic 5, we have a special guest here in the studio. I think he heard the word wine. And it's none other than Joe Donahue, who is the Roundtable.
Oh, thank you.
Nice having you here.
Well, very nice. I heard Riesling, actually.
Oh, you like Riesling?
I love Riesling.
See what you think.
You seemed
interested in the Riesling?
Yes.
Yes, well, I am. It's Millbrook Riesling Proprietor Special Reserve, and see what you think.
Very nice.
It should be a tad bit colder, but...
Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's very nice.
We'll have another sip.
No.
No?
Well, yeah,
what
I
do you
will.
Mean, no? I've never. That's something I've never heard you say. Our number to call here
I'm
is
sorry,
800.
Let me complete that. No problem.
800-348-2551 is the telephone number on this Food Friday. Chef Brian Arnoff is here. And you brought food as well.
I did. If you wanted to start off with something, I have an awesome onion soup here for you to try.
All right, tell us about it.
This is caramelized onions. We get local onions. Onions grow really, really well in the black dirt soil in New York. Most of that area is over like in Ulster County, Orange County, and they make great sweet onions. That's the base of this soup. We cut up like 25 pounds of onions every day, and it cooks down to nothing.
Does the soil have to be very wet for onions?
You know, I'm not exactly sure if it's really wet or a little bit dry. I'm not the onion growing expert. I do a little bit of farming, but we don't do onions.
I thought of this question yesterday during the gardening show and forgot to ask it, so I thought I would just ask the
I'm
chef here today, and obviously it didn't work out. So
you know, if you can reuse and recycle the question from day to day, it makes it that much easier.
Would you like some onion soup there, smart
well,
guy?
Well, let me ask this question. When you say sweet onion, so is that a white onion, a yellow onion? How is that?
It's a yellow onion.
Oh, okay. And but relatively mild then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's very nice.
What else would it be?
Well sometimes white onions, red onions,
yeah,
shallots.
No, they're not sharp onions. They're all fairly mild, right?
There's different degrees of harshness.
Some can make you cry more than
Oh, onions. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like crying sometimes on this program, oddly enough, but not right now. All right, let's try the onion soup. Our number here is 800-348-255. You're going to give me the whole thing?
Well, you got a couple spoons here.
Go to town. I'm not a big onion guy.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, well, here, you ask a question while I try the onion soup.
You got to kind of Take one of these cheese crostinis.
Do you do the, so this gives you the idea, you have the cheese crostini, so this gives the idea of a French onion soup.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's, we like to call it the Hudson Valley onion soup because we got Hudson Valley onions, we got Hudson Valley cheese, and then we make a vegetable broth, so that's actually all vegetarian.
Oh boy.
Now you said that a couple of times. Do you try to do as many vegetarian things as you can?
We do. We try and, you know, keep as many things vegetarian where we can. We do like to feature meat in certain dishes, but it's not necessary in every dish.
Yeah.
And we definitely, down in Beacon, we have a great clientele that are vegan and vegetarian that are interested in coming in just for that. So, you know, we try and stay really aware of that.
Well, I got to tell you, the onion soup is fantastic. And I think there's a real art to making a good, rich, hearty onion soup. And the bread is fantastic. This is all local bread, too?
Local bread.
You bake yourself?
That bread we do not bake ourselves.
Are you afraid of baking? Many chefs are afraid
of
baking.
You know, since I opened the restaurant, we couldn't really afford to hire a pastry chef. So I've had to.
You do your own?
I've had to do it myself. And, you know, over the last 18 months, I've really grown into enjoying baking.
Do you do the dishes too? Or?
No, thank God.
Okay. All right, smart guy. Let's take a break. It's 800-348-2551. Chef Brian Arnoff is our guest. Brian of the Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York. We'll be back.
Support for WAMT comes from 20 Railroad Public House, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, providing local and seasonably inspired pub fare using antibiotic and added hormone-free meats, local produce, craft beer, cocktails, and wine, 20railroad.com. Rolling Rock Farm Gourmet Salts, Peppers, and Blends, Sheffield, Massachusetts, now offering Sex on the Beef, a topping of sea salt, peppercorns, black garlic, black truffles, and mushrooms, rollingrocksalt.com. Bread and Butter, located in North Amherst Mill District, offering breakfast and lunch daily from traditional staples to chef specialties such as duck confit hash and maple sriracha pork belly, breadandbutteramherst.com. River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop. And Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, featuring farm fresh produce and handmade goods every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. inside the Troy Atrium, troymarket.org.
Hey, the Lockbox is in operation at WAMC.org. Our fund drive starts a week from Monday at 6 a.m. with Alan Shartok and Pledge Central, and you hopefully ponying up and keeping this radio station going. One of the ways we make the fund drive shorter and more concise, like a punch to the solar plexus, is in fact the WAMC Lockbox. So if you go and you make your pledge now at WAMC.org, every dollar counts on minute one of the on-air drive. We're almost, I don't know, 435,000, maybe 436. So that's almost halfway in the drive. Our goal is to be at the $500,000 mark before we start. And if you want to do anything at all, whether it's $2 or $200 or $1,000, whatever you want, we will take it happily. And there are things you can get as well. WAMC.org. And the fun drive starts a week from Monday. It's a Food Friday with Ray Graff and Joe Donahue, who stopped in for a cameo appearance, along with our guest today, Chef Brian Arnoff of Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York. We tried a local Riesling from Millbrook. Very good.
Very
nice. You give it a thumbs up?
Oh, absolutely. No, that was really good.
The onion soup, fantastic. And, you know, I'm looking at the menu here, Brian. I see creplock, chopped liver, savory crab blintz.
Yeah.
So what's the heritage here?
There's a lot of family heritage dishes mixed into the menu. You know, my whole family's Jewish.
Where'd you learn all these great dishes? Creplock, obviously, it's an acquired skill, right?
Yeah, this is my grandma's original recipe. I thankfully was able to, you know, start learning to make this recipe like when I was 13 years old. She would not tell anyone. She never taught my mom. She never taught my dad.
Why?
Nope. You know, she wasn't very forthcoming with any of her recipes. A lot of these things she kind of kept, for whatever reason, to her little secret. And
so what, waterboarding? How'd you get it out of her?
It's part of your bar mitzvah?
I think it was just because I was the grandson.
Okay.
You know, so you have the secrets.
Yeah. She had to give it to somebody.
And
how
long did it take you to get it down, just like Grandma used to make?
She only made them once a year. This was every year for Rosh Hashanah. She made these crepe block.
Yeah.
And so there was only one. There was one day of every year that I had an opportunity to figure this out. And so it was 3 or 4 years in the making, learning this recipe, figuring out what she was doing, getting some inside secrets, asking my grandfather, "Oh, what did she do the night before?" Because she didn't want to fill me in on that part.
did Grandpa?
Yeah, he did.
Tell you, he did.
So.
And the key is great brisket, I assume.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We source a great brisket from Hudson Valley Cattle Company. It comes from Pine Plains.
Grass fed, I assume?
Yeah. And then we slow cook it. It cooks for 8 hours in a braising liquid that combines ketchup, red wine, onions, dehydrated onions, and some other seasonings I'm not going to reveal.
Okay, you don't want to reveal all of Grandma's secrets.
No, Grandma will be upset.
And we eventually grind the brisket up. We fold in some other ingredients, and we stuff it into a house-made dough. We boil them, then we fry them, and then we serve them to
you. Okay, so I'm going to throw this out to you. My producer doesn't know anything about this, but I believe we're doing a show around Passover time, and I'm going to throw this out here. If you want to come and join us again and bring that, just as you've described it, the door is open.
We could do it.
Okay, that would be really great. Our guest today is Chef Brian Arnoff, Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York. How long has the restaurant been open?
The restaurant's been open since August of 2015, so about a year and a half.
Have you learned anything since, now that you're in one place and not rolling around? Have you learned things about a brick-and-mortar restaurant that you didn't know when you started?
I learn new things every day. What they are, I'm not sure.
It's a very vague answer. should be working at the State Department. All right, let's have some more wine. Our number here, by the way, is 800-348-2551. What's the wine here?
Let's do cider next.
All right.
We have some hard cider here. This is the state that grows all the apples, right?
That'd be New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Washington, they grow apples too, right?
Yeah, but we have better apples.
Okay. All right. So now where is this from?
This is made right in Gardner, outside of New Paltz. It's actually called Brooklyn House Cider. Why they had to call it Brooklyn House Cider, I don't know. They just wanted to be trendy, I guess.
Brooklyn Cider House rules. All right, let's try. Here we go.
This is a bone dry cider. Here, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. There you go, Brian.
Donahue, you're sounding like you're getting over your cold.
Yeah, this helps. I'm telling you, a little Riesling with a cider chaser.
Oh, that's nice. One of the problems I have with cider is it's too sweet.
Too sweet. I agree with
delicious.
Him. Yeah, and this is perfect.
This is really America's drink. People were drinking this in America before they were drinking beer, before they were drinking wine. People were making hard cider in New York, in Massachusetts. It's been around forever. I would love to see it make a big comeback. It's on its way for sure.
Yeah.
And there's more, you guys got Nine Pin down the street from here.
And it's great.
They're a great cidery. And this is all locally sourced apples in here. They actually grow their own apples on their own farm. So they have 200 acres of apple trees that they pick.
They do that for tax reasons? Isn't that part of the deal? You have to grow your own.
Well, it's a part of if they're a farm, right? If you can be a farm brewery or a farm distillery, that kind of thing. I think that's how it folds into
tax breaks.
But it's nice to have an alcohol making premises on the property.
It's very delicious. Now, what is the alcohol content of that?
This is about 6.5% alcohol.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, decent. So right in line with a kind of like IPA beer.
Yeah.
What is your most popular dish at this point at Kitchen Sink?
Our most popular dish probably on the menu right now is probably our steak dish.
What is that?
It's a really great cut of strip steak, and we do something really special to it. We sous vide it.
Okay, and what is that?
Interesting. So that's an interesting process.
Yeah, so we take the steaks, we cut them, we package them in... what's called cryovac, so reduced oxygen packaging, and then we cook them really, really low and slow, and that tenderizes the meat. It makes it like you're eating butter.
Ooh. How low and how slow?
So we're cooking them at about 128 degrees. So we have what we call an immersion circulator. It's able to hold a water bath at that precise temperature. And then we cook it for a couple of hours.
I mean, 128, you could do that on the sidewalk out in front of the station in the summer. That's not very hot.
No, but it breaks down the collagen.
Is that what those guys are doing out there, by the way?
Yeah,
among other things.
Yeah.
Now, does it come out more like a filet or more sort of a pot roast kind of thing?
No, more like a filet.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So it comes out, we're able to serve it to you medium rare. We take it out of that bag.
Oh, you are? You can.
Then we sear it really hard on a flat top.
Nice.
Caramelize the outside. And
it's a popular dish.
Super popular.
How long does it take to make?
The whole process?
Well, yeah.
2 days.
2 days at 128 degrees?
Oh, no, no. It's not, that's not the whole 2 days. But the whole process, start to finish, is
amazing.
We got to start, you know, tomorrow's steaks today.
And do you select the steaks? Do you go out or do they come to you?
We work with a small butcher who selects the stuff for us.
And it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Our guest today is Chef Brian Arnoff of Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York. The number is 800-348-2551. Let's go to Robert in Kingston.
Hey there.
Hey.
So I was privileged to go with a friend to the Roundhouse and have a dinner there.
Oh, yes.
And he came up from the city. I met him down there. And I could not believe the menu. I looked at this thing and I said, I couldn't believe how specific. It was so specific, it was a philosophy about eating locally.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering, is Beacon becoming a hub for this type of movement? And is that why this young chef opened his restaurant there?
You know, I think Beacon is absolutely becoming a hub for great restaurants. And I think it is centered in an area that has great access to these ingredients, which enables our restaurant, the Roundhouse, and other restaurants in the city of Beacon to show off those ingredients. Whether mm-hmm. you know, whether or not it's a hub for that, I can't say, but
all right.
Well, thanks, Robert. We appreciate the call. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. It is something of a philosophy, and I've asked others who have been on the show who are great farm-to-table proponents, is this about tasting great, or is this about helping to support farmers and others in the community?
It's absolutely both.
Really? It tastes better?
There are absolutely many of the things we get are better than other products that you could get. But it's also about supporting the community. I mean, without a doubt, we want to the goal of the restaurant is to bring products in, highlight them on our menu, and show off the bounty of the Hudson Valley and New York State in general.
Your menu then necessarily must change with the season if you are buying predominantly local.
Yeah, absolutely. So we change our menu regularly. Because we're a small restaurant, we don't do like a big quarterly change or anything like that. We just rotate one dish at a time. So, you know, 1 week you'll come in and there'll be a duck dish. The next week that dish might be gone, replaced with something else. And, you know, we work with a couple of different consortiums to provide us access to all of these great ingredients.
So is that a conversation? So if you come up with a recipe and you say, man, this would be great if I had this kind of mushroom. And you go to those folks and you say, oh, can you grow these? Can you get me this type of mushroom? And likewise, they say, oh, we grew this and we thought it would be great. Maybe you could do. Is that the type of conversation you have?
When it's working really well, yeah. I mean, we have a...
Doesn't always work well, does it? But sure.
But oftentimes they'll come to you, in other words.
Yeah,
you're not saying, I need this type of mushroom. They say, well, look, we got these today.
Yeah, it does work both ways. For instance, we have a farm that we work with, Ober Creek Farm. They grow amazing greens. They actually grow them all throughout the winter. They have what's called a high tunnel greenhouse. It's probably there less than 10 miles from our restaurant. And the farmer came by a couple months ago. He was starting to select his seeds for this coming season, and he said, what do you want? So I can grow what you want and we can make it happen. And so, you know, those are the ideal types of situations.
That's perfect.
But, you know, obviously what we do a lot of times is we just kind of look around and see what's out there, and all I want to do is find somebody who grows amazing carrots and get those carrots.
Yeah.
If that's what they're really good at, give me the carrots.
For the savory crab blintz, I'm assuming we're not talking about local crabs.
No, it's not local crab.
Sure you can find some in the neighborhood.
I'm not sure we're ready to eat the ones out of the Hudson yet.
Oh, good heavens. All right, let's take a call on that happy note. Juanita in Montague, New Jersey. Juanita, you're on.
Hi. I was just wondering if I could find out what kind of stock you put with your onion soup?
So we make it with a roasted vegetable stock, and we infuse that stock with actually a little bit of kombu and porcini mushrooms.
Ooh.
And that really brings the richness of the stock up and keeps the whole dish vegetarian. So we
are the mushrooms. How are they? Are they cut?
They're dried porcini mushrooms.
Oh, dried. Dried mushroom.
Yep.
Okay.
So we chop up the vegetables. We roast them in the oven until they're really brown. We cover them in water in a big stock pot. Add the dried mushrooms. Add the dried seaweed. And let it cook for about an hour.
Huh.
Okay.
Dried seaweed?
Yeah, that's kombu. So it's that's an old Japanese technique for making stocks. And do you know what a umami is?
No, there are any number of hilarious jokes, but no, I can't do any of them on the radio.
Umami is kind of the idea that there's a sixth taste that we can experience, which is savory.
Oh yeah.
And kombu is loaded with basically what we would call natural MSG.
Okay.
So it's a totally natural product. They harvest the seaweed, they dry it, and it
you just buy that in packets, as you would say yeast.
It comes in big green sheets.
Well, how much of the stuff do you need?
Well, we only use one piece at a time. We keep the rest in the freezer.
Oh, okay. Our guest today is Chef Brian Arnoff of Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York. All right, so we've tried the apple cider, we've tried the Riesling. How about a little red?
Oh, you want to go to the red?
What, you thought we wanted food?
Yeah.
No, we do want food as well. Donahue's here, so I figured we better have some wine.
Right, whatever you got.
And what are we drinking here, Chef?
This is a Gamay Noir.
All right. Here, I got a cup.
In your line of questioning at the beginning of the show, did you ask him how old he is?
I didn't. I thought that would be impertinent. He does seem fairly youthful. Why don't you ask the question?
Yes. How long have you done this?
I've been doing this since I was 15.
And how many years have you been doing it?
I'm now 29.
Oh, there. Okay. Oh, wow.
So quite a while.
Oh, all right.
Well, this is a nice red. What is this?
You look about 10 years younger than that, just so you know. You know
yeah,
that,
I get
right?
that a lot.
You get carded a lot, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. This is a Gamay. So this is a traditional French grape. It's traditionally grown, I believe, in Beaujolais and the Loire Valley. And the people at Whitecliff picked up this grape, and they've just run with it. We work directly with Yancey and her husband, who are the winemakers.
Where is Whitecliff Vineyard?
They are in...
Must say on the bottle, eh?
Yeah, they're on the other side of the river from me, which is... they're in Milton, I believe.
Milton.
Or just outside of Milton.
Now, I'm not much of a wine drinker. Joe, you probably drink more wine than I do. What do you think? I think it's very nice.
You know, one of the things, I believe I was in Washington, D.C., and I was talking to someone about wine, and they were asking where I was from, and I said, oh, we live outside of Albany, and they said, oh, that Hudson Valley region is becoming one of the great wine regions of the country. And I thought, wow, that is saying quite a lot. And the wine being produced is amazing.
Do you think
it?
That is perception, or is it the evolution of the vineyards and the generations of the vines
this
themselves?
This is hard work.
You think so?
Absolutely. I know Yancey, and I've met her husband. They're the ones doing this. They work really, really hard at it. It's not easy growing wine in New York State. You know, a really, really harsh winter could knock out your grapevines. An early spring, you could have buds that come up and then drop off. So what they're really doing is working really hard at making something really unique to the Hudson Valley and kind of showing off the microclimate that's where they are.
I guess that's not my point. My point is there have been vineyards for a long time, and yet it's getting, as Joe mentioned, the recognition now. And I wonder, is that just perception coming around, or is the wine getting better?
Both,
yeah.
I think, in my opinion.
It's good wine.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's
a little bit on the lighter side, but it's fruity. And this is just a great wine. You could eat almost anything with this wine.
I was going to say, you could pair this with pretty much anything.
Speaking of that, what did you bring? Now, I've been told by my producer that it is some sort of lasagna.
Yeah, so this is our butternut squash lasagna.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Really?
Yeah, so this is actually butternut squash. from our own farm in Hyde Park. We farm about 3/4 of an acre.
Oh, you want me to serve? Oh, this is a bad idea. Okay.
It's like you're the birthday boy and you get to cut the cake. It's very fun.
You get to have some.
You're very nice. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, so we grow a lot of winter squash on our farm. And the great thing about butternut squash is that you can kind of field dry it and then store it for a long period of time, and you can use it all throughout the winter. So we still have this squash from this past season. We're able to feature it in our lasagna. That's a
Here, take a look at this, Joe. It is a beautiful presentation, inside the box.
Look at that.
House-made pasta featuring local eggs.
It's circular.
Yeah, we make them in little circular molds. They're really beautiful when we present them in the restaurant like that. We never have to slice it. You kind of get all the good stuff. You get a little crispy on the edge, soft in the middle, just the way you want your lasagna.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because then you really you satisfy everybody that way, don't you?
Yeah.
Because there's people who like the corner pieces, the middle, you get everything.
I tell you, there's no way I'm going to be able to cut this without swearing. So let's take a break, and we'll turn the mics off. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. It's Vox Pop. It is a Food Friday. Chef Brian Arnoff is here, and we'll try the delicious lasagna in a moment.
Support for WAMC comes from Umana Restaurant and Wine Bar, Albany, New York. Featuring international cuisine, Ethiopian specials, and eclectic wines. Private parties, Tuesday through Sunday. The meeting place for all people. UmanaRestaurant.com. Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts. Family-owned since 1948. Offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats. Home of New England farm-made sausage. Open 7 days. Pekarsky's.com. Gloriosa & Company, Ashfield, Massachusetts. Preparing weddings, showers, reunions, and more at the Curtis House with 3 B&B rooms available or at their recently renovated barn, Farm to Vase Florals. Information at gloriosaco.com. And the Black Sheep, downtown Amherst, a New York-style delicatessen and European-style all-butter scratch bakery, caterer, and cafe offering fair trade coffee. BlackSheepDeli.com.
Yeah, you know, the best thing to do is not give me a knife and just give the professional a knife. And Chef Brian Arnoff has done the honors of cutting the lasagna. Boy, it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Gosh,
my goodness.
Even cut, it looks beautiful.
Look at that.
You probably need a fork.
Yeah,
oh, we got it. I'll use a plastic fork. Our number here is 800-348-2551. All right, Chef, this one came in via email, voxpopwamc.org. Please ask Chef Brian, that's you, what impact he thinks local green markets have had on the availability of good produce year-round? That's from Kathy.
That's a great question.
It certainly seems like there's a lot more local produce available year-round. I got to be completely honest. Since opening the restaurant, I haven't been to the supermarket much.
You haven't had time to do anything.
Yeah, I pretty much work 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week, kind of to get this to where we wanted it to be. It definitely seems like, you know, one of the really important things that's happened is there's now companies out there who are distributing solely local produce. So they're working with the farmers. And that was really the missing link of this whole thing. Without somebody being the middleman to go around, pick up all the produce and get it either to us or to a consumer, it was difficult to get all of these different products.
No, this is magnificent.
It is. The butternut squash lasagna is savory. It is fabulous.
What is the crunch?
There's a little bit of pecans in there.
Wow.
Not allergic, are you?
Not at all.
Okay,
oh, good. Good to
ask.
Coming up, we'll get the EpiPen out on Food Friday.
Yes, so we caramelize some onions and we mix them with pecans, and it's kind of almost supposed to be like a meat texture in there.
It feels that way.
Yeah.
It's got that. Boy, I tell you, that's nice work.
That's really good.
All right, no wonder you're in the magazines. All right, let's go to the phones. Ruthie and Red Hook. Hello, Ruthie, you're on.
Hello, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I just was calling in to comment on White Cliff.
Yeah.
I have visited most of the vineyards between Harriman and New Paltz on that side of the river.
Yep.
And I have to say White Cliff has the most stunning views of any vineyard or winery in the area, and their wine is fantastic.
Really nice wine. It is tasty.
We agree.
They have so many great varieties. It sounds like I work there, but I don't.
Okay, you're not related in any way.
Wine lover.
Fair enough. Well, thanks, Ruthie. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Have a good weekend. 800-348-2551. Lee in Greenwich, you're on.
Chef, I'm pretty sure you stole my recipe for the lasagna.
Ah, this is the kind of...
This is what I like on the show. That's my signature, my butternut squash lasagna, you know, and then my locally sourced sausage that I put in there.
Oh, there's no sausage
in it. Add that little kick. Well, hey, there should be.
Well, thank you, Lee. We appreciate that one. Let's go to John in Clinton Corners. John, you're on.
Hi. Well, my daughter used to work at Whitecliff Inns at one time. I mean, and indeed, they're very great wines. But myself, I live right down the road from Clinton Vineyards. Do you use any of their wines on your wine list?
We don't have anything from Clinton Vineyards on the wine list right now. We have had their stuff in the past. They do make some great wines as well.
Yeah, they make a Cheval Blanc, and I understand when President Clinton got inaugurated, they bought him out.
Oh, really? Oh,
well, the wine stock, yes.
Now, what's your source on this?
I live almost next door to the winery.
Okay.
You saw the check.
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate that call. 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday. Chef Brian Arnoff is here of Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, New York. Also, Joe Donahue, the famous WAMC radio personality, is here. And, boy, that lasagna didn't stand a chance, did it?
No, boy, that was good.
And
thank you.
You want more?
No, good.
How about some more wine, Joe? Nancy and Niskayuna is on. Nancy, you're on.
Hi, yeah. I don't know if I missed it when I was calling in. I was going to ask about the butternut squash and the lasagna. Is the butternut squash used in place of the noodles, or is it what's in it?
That's a great question.
The butternut squash is layered in between the noodles. So we have layers of our house-made noodles, a butternut squash puree that's actually pureed with a little bit of brown butter that gives it really that nutty quality, caramelized onions and pecans, and house-made ricotta cheese that's also blended with a little bit of a Grano Padano cheese for a little bite.
Grano Padano. Yeah, it's like Rosanna Dana. I never heard of that one.
Well, it sounds irresistible. Thanks for the recipe.
Nancy, it is a great recipe, and I'm sorry that you had to steal it from Lee. That's a crying shame.
I didn't know he was going to be listening.
You see, people listen to Food Friday. Do you ever get the urge just to fire up the old food truck every now and again and drive down the street?
Well, I don't have the food truck anymore, but no, I don't. I'm glad to not be driving around that truck.
Yeah.
It's a weight off my shoulders.
Well, thank you for playing along. Let's go to Kevin. Let's go to Kevin in Red Hook. Kevin, you're on.
Hey, guys. All I got to say is J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Jets. All right. Fair enough. Well, thank you for that. Good luck. I'd say they'll probably win something in the next
I will say this about the food truck. We mastered making macaroni and cheese, and we feature the very famous Cap Mac and cheese every Monday night. We do a fried chicken special, and along with the fried chicken comes the Cap Mac and cheese.
All right, mac and cheese can be very good, can be very not so good. What makes yours good?
The combination of cheeses, a little bit of roasted red pepper that we blend into the cheese sauce, and we finish it with crumbled Cheez-Its. That's the secret.
Oh, there you
crumbled go. Cheez-Its.
That's it.
You gave your secret away.
That's a secret ingredient.
Vito in the Hudson Valley. Vito, you're on.
Lee had that idea.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. A great show today.
Thank you.
And, Brian, this is your friend Vito from down here. I just wanted to say that the Arnoff family is one of the best families down here, and the kitchen sink is the talk of the town on the street, word on the streets. If you're not in there having dinner this weekend, you're a nobody.
Well, you see. Well,
thank you, Vito.
Appreciate it.
And also, the Whitecliff Vineyard is in Gardner, New York.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, thanks
Gardner,
a lot.
Gardner, New York.
Hey, Vito, have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. Thank you very much.
We'll see
you.
Thanks, Vito.
You didn't pay Vito, did you?
No.
Okay, that's good. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Our guest today, Chef Brian Arnoff of Kitchen Sink Food and Drink here on this Food Friday. Joe Donahue, our celebrity taster. He's enjoying the Millbrook Vineyard Riesling. It's a proprietor's special reserve from 2015. Good stuff.
Very good.
You want an ice cube? It's kind of getting warm.
No, it's fine.
Let's go back to our phones and Cindy and Troy. Cindy, you're on.
Hi. The squash recipe really sounds great. You guys won't publish that, will you?
Will you publish it?
I'll send it to you.
Is it on our website? Oh, I can put it on our. If you send it to me, I will put it on our page.
Done.
All right. So what you want to do, Cindy, is you got to give me, you got to give Brian enough time to get in front of his computer. But maybe early next week, go to wamc.org/voxpop and hit this page, or just search Food Friday, and I will put the recipe up. And if we can find a picture, we'll put a picture of it up as well. Oh, I think the picture, the picture is already on the website, so you can check it out.
Okay. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Okay. It's just a little tweak on accent. I just want to put this out there, and you can think about what I say.
Fine.
You can tell I'm Southern.
A little bit.
Pecans are what you take on a camping trip.
Okay.
All right. Say it right for us then, Cindy.
Pecan.
Pecans.
All right. You know what? Okay. We're well castigated and properly so. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Have a good one. 800-348-2551. Say it, everybody. Pecan.
Pecan. Pecan.
Pecans are what you take on a camping trip.
That's right. Thank you for that image, Cindy. All right.
You learn so much.
You really doing Food Friday.
I love this show.
Well, yeah, this is, it's really nice having you here, and you've done very well. The onion soup, fantastic. Let's see what else is on this list. Local greens. So who supplies your local greens?
That's that farmer, Ober Creek, that I was telling you about before. It's just amazing that they're able to supply us greens all winter long. They have these awesome high tunnel greenhouses that they grow the greens in. And they're unbelievable. It's a mix of like six or seven different greens. Baby mustard green, baby kale, baby spinach.
Joe, you're a radio professional. Read this where my finger is on the menu. This is something I think everybody should have. I've never heard of it before.
Grandma's brisket grilled cheese.
Wow.
This is...
Tell us about that.
Oh, man, that's great.
So that's the same brisket that's in the crepe block.
Right.
We take it, we layer it in between challah that we bake in-house. That's my mom's recipe. A little bit of local cheddar cheese, Munster, some onion jam.
Onion jam.
Onion jam. So we cook onions down, we add balsamic vinegar, reduces down to like a little bit of a syrup. And then we serve it up with some of those potato chips and some coleslaw.
That's got to be a popular dish.
Yeah, really popular.
I'm all for grilled cheese anytime.
Anytime. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 800-348-2551. And we will try to get that recipe up on our website. Oh, well, you get home a couple hours, you'll be in front of a computer. If you can send it to me, that would
be
great.
I'll be in front of a stove in a couple hours.
All right. So send it over the weekend if you get a chance. What is cauliflower faux risotto?
So this is a play on risotto. It doesn't have any rice in it. We take
Why not just use rice?
Why do I have to use rice?
All right, fair enough. All right, go ahead.
We take the cauliflower, we shave off the outsides of the cauliflower, and we turn it into a rice-like product by processing it like in a Cuisinart. And then we take the insides of the cauliflower and we cook that down, we make a puree. We combine the two to make this great totally vegan risotto substitute, but it's much more than that. It's you know, kind of a beautiful thing in its own right. And then we do seasonal garnishes on it. Right now we're doing a ragu of local mushrooms. The mushrooms are growing right in the Catskills.
It's all great stuff.
It is all great stuff.
Yeah, that's really good.
Gulf of Maine, blackback flounder from the Gulf of Maine. Fantastic. Fazio Farms duck breast. That's great. And that's, again, that's not an easy thing to cook, duck breast.
No. We actually get in whole ducks. We cut the ducks up, and we cook it on the flat top. You get a beautifully crisp skin, medium rare interior. We take sour cherries that are grown locally. We actually get them from a farm. They freeze them at peak season. We get them from them frozen, and we make a sauce from that. And actually, you know, if I could tell your listeners, buying local frozen produce is really important. A lot of the farmers around here, they need the income in the winter. It's not easy being a farmer in the Hudson Valley. It's a long winter. And so one of the ways you can really support your farmers is there's more and more on the market, either dried products or frozen products. And they're great. And you can fold them into your daily life and use them much more easily than you could use a fresh product anyway.
Well said. Well said. Our guest today is Chef Brian Arnoff, also joined today by a cameo by Joe Donahue today, and it's turned into a nice appearance. You've done very well in the true Bob Hope tradition. Roberta in Kingston is next. Roberta.
Hi, Hi. I have two questions. First of all, are you familiar with Field Goods out of Athens?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're all local
Field Goods?
People, and
oh, I guess
yeah.
Brian's not. No. Brian's not, but Field
Tell
Goods.
Tell me about them.
Oh, you're gonna have to make him hip to that. Listen, and the second thing is, what did you mean, Brian, when you said field dried? When you're referring to the squashes that you picked
it's like
on
a
your farm.
Field curing. So it basically the squash is fully grown, and then actually you cut it off the vine, and you let it sit out, assuming you have a stretch of fairly nice weather. You let it sit out for a period of time, and this kind of tells the squash to preserve itself. And it's a natural thing that these squash do. It's kind of...
You can't simulate that indoors?
Eventually, then we do bring it inside, and then we have a storage facility where we can hold them. But this field cure.
How do you know when it's ready?
Say it again, Roberta.
How do you know when it's ready? Said for a period of time.
We've figured it out over trial and error. It's usually about a week out there. If you look up field curing your winter squash, I'm sure there's probably some advice out there on the internet. We're certainly not master farmers. We consider ourselves amateurs at this, but. This was actually the first year we were able to really do it and do it successfully.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much.
Roberta, thank you very much. It depends on the weather conditions, though, right?
Yeah, if you had some really, really wet weather, you'd want to just bring them in.
Mm.
So hopefully what you want to do is be able to leave them out there on a stretch of nicer weather. And that kind of enables the squash to survive extra time in cold storage.
Our guest today is Chef Brian Arnoff of Kitchen Sink Food and Drink in Beacon, and our number is 800-348-2551. Barbara in Poughkeepsie. Barbara, you're on.
Hi, Chef Brian. I have heard nothing but wonderful things about your restaurant. I've tried to get in a couple of times, but you are a very popular spot in town. I am planning on coming for my birthday in a couple of weeks.
We'd love to
have
you.
But I wanted to tell you one little thing. Your grandpa delivered four of my children.
You're kidding.
He is one of my most favorite people.
My grandfather, great doctor.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He's an OBGYN.
Oh, so you grew up right around here?
Yeah, in Poughkeepsie. I was born in Vassar Hospital.
I'll be darned. Well, there
Probably
you go.
Probably born right around the same time as some of my children. But I just wanted to tell you, Brian, you're doing a wonderful job. All my friends are foodies. And all they talk about is your place. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. And I'll tell my grandfather you said hello.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Oh, please do.
Is your grandfather still with us?
Absolutely.
That is so cool, man. Well, maybe when she comes on her birthday, bring grandpa down.
He's down in Florida right
now. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's got to
stay warm.
Yeah. So here's a list. You have a list. Is it on your website of some of the farms you work with locally?
Absolutely.
Beaverkill Trout Hatchery in Livingston Manor. Not familiar with them.
Yeah, we don't have their fish on the menu right now, but it was fish. The last fish that we had on the menu was their trout. They have in-ground ponds. It's all this natural aquaculture that they do there, and you know normally we source 100% wild caught fish. This is an exception for us because they produce such an amazing product and they do it in a natural way, and it's right here in the Catskills. And it's just cool to be able to get that product, to know that someone, you know, nearby has got six or seven people working for them, making these trout, growing them, and we're helping to support that.
You're doing a great thing here. I see 17, 18, I don't know, 20 local farms that you're working with on the list, and you're making good stuff. You're making people happy. So it was a pleasure meeting you today on the program.
It was great being here. Thank you.
And how can people find out more about Kitchen Sink?
The best way to find out about us is go to kitchensinkny.com. That has all the information, has our menu. There's a link there to make a reservation for the restaurant. We're open every night for dinner except for Tuesday. We do our special fried chicken on Monday nights.
Cool.
And we do brunch on Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you what. And then if you want to find out more, you can also look in Hudson Valley Magazine and look on the picture. What's the page here? I lost it. But the chicken looked really good. The chicken and biscuits.
The chicken and biscuits,
yeah,
really
man.
Popular.
Well, we'll see you again, I'm sure. If you want to come back, we'd love to have you back on the program.
I'd love to be back.
And thanks to everybody for listening today. Support comes from Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer, offering organically farmed wines from around the world. Wine tastings, Saturday afternoons, spirithaus.com. Viva Fresh Pasta, 30 years and 30 wines by the glass, European cuisine infused with flavors of the world, Northampton, Massachusetts. Grab life by the knife and fork, VivaFreshPasta.com. And Uncle Sam's All-American Chocolate Factory, offering over 100 chocolates, including truffles, buttercrunch, and sea-salted caramels, located on Albany Street, Schenectady, at Newton Plaza, Loudonville, UncleSamsCandy.com. Thanks again to Chef Ryan Arnoff for being here. Thanks to Joe Donahue for being with us on the program today. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Your phones were answered by Barb King. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend. We will see you on Monday. Alan will be in the chair at 2 o'clock. For a medical Monday. Stand by now for news.